A lot of Georgia fans are throwing a lot of shade our way. Ask Jarvis about his latest run-in in the Twitter streets, because he's got a guy basically saying that everybody here at our radio station is anti-UGA. We are not anti-UGA. We've got the greatest tight end in Georgia history on our staff. I mean, dude, if you have looked at this particular game at 14-3 against Kentucky and are not upset, you are high off your behind right now off of the Georgia brand. Because this is unacceptable. This is Kentucky. This is a basketball school. You are not supposed to be losing to basketball schools. Or at least not losing, but at least when it comes to the line, I'm saying. You should be covering against basketball schools. Sorry. I know I made it sound like Georgia was losing. You should be covering against basketball schools. Again, I know I sound like I have money on the game. I don't have money on the game. I don't bet on football. Because I do not believe that 18 to 22-year-olds should be tasked with making me money when it comes to the inability to predict exactly what they can do. And that's my feelings, again, about potential wagering when it comes to those things. Although I do support the potential addition of wagering into our state's coffers. Hello, folks inside the state legislature. We need gambling in Georgia. Tennessee, by the way, goes live with gambling tomorrow at 11 a.m. So we now have a couple of bordering states now where gambling, especially wagering on sports, is legal that border us, or at least very, very close. And yet we don't have it here. Just my opinion. Why is Stetson Bennett, too, whenever he throws a pick, look so darn cool, calm, and collected, as if he didn't do anything wrong? Like, it's almost like he's got a sheepish grin, like your dog does when your dog has an accident inside the house. He looks and he's like, oh, wasn't me.
It's because he's playing with house money. He's not even supposed to be out there.
You know what? You know why he looks like that, Ken? Because there's no threat of the bench. He knows that there's no threat. I reference this quote all the time with Steve Spurrier. My greatest motivational tool as a head coach was the bench, was the pine. There's no threat of the pine right now for Stetson Bennett. He knows that he can go out there and throw three picks, and Kirby's going to throw him out there again. Because he's got no other options. He doesn't want to use JT Daniels. He knows if he uses DeJuan Mathis, he's going to get killed for doing so. So at this point right now, all they have right now is Stetson Bennett and pray that your defense is able to hold the line.